celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Well, hello there. Welcome to this glorious day in the Lord on your international broadcast to Breakthrough, where we're about to witness the mighty, the miracle-working power of God's Holy Spirit sweep through the legendary Summerall Tabernacle here in Columbus, Ohio. I've been praying, been before the Lord, the same prayer as the Apostle Paul prayed over in your Bible and mine in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. Here it is. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory. Well, today, as you witness the tangible and transferable anointing of Jehovah God, do not allow yourself to be a passive participant. Pick up your phone. It's always an arm's length away from you. Call that number right there on your screen. You want to activate your faith today. Request your personal prayer cloth. My, the power of God that becomes manifested through our touching and agreeing. We'll send you yours right from the altar of our 50th Jubilee Miracle Healing and Prayer Cloth Service. You're about to be made whole. Let's agree together, beginning right now, spirit, soul, and body, and in everything that pertains to life and godliness. We'll be conducting this extraordinary service as we do one time only every year. This Sunday morning, November 24th, think about that, November 24th in the year of 2024, the year of the open door has multiplied. Hundreds of thousands will be praying, united according to God's word, in agreement for your miracle. So call now. Don't put it off, or simply click on rodparsley.com. You become a part of this history-making, life-changing miracle service. Now, as I promised, here's a little glimpse of last year's miracle service. And remember, that was before this, my 50th year jubilee in ministry celebration. That's this year on the 24th of November, 10 o'clock, Sunday morning. About to build your faith now. Get ready for your doubts to just be starved to death.
Are you listening to me across America and around the world? Today is your day. Three heart conditions in this area just got totally healed. I heard you. God just told me heart healing physically, emotionally, and mentally is running up and down the East Coast of America. Heart, right? Heart?
Yes, sir. The doctor said
say
I've been in
heart.
Heart.
Be made whole. Hearts heart
be
made
whole. Open your mouth with a mighty decree, and God said, I will fulfill it. Now you'll see the words that we speak, so shall it be. Now say, hearts be made whole now before they leave this platform in Jesus' name. Now act like you got it. Everybody say this with me. From this day forward,
I will not accept what the Bible says is not mine.
Sickness is not mine.
Bondage is not mine. Demon power is not mine.
Fear is not mine. Depression is not mine. Financial bondage is not mine. The Holy Ghost came on me. Everybody up here shout, I have a new heart.
I have a new heart.
I have a new heart. Every blood vessel, every capillary, every artery is open. I have no arrhythmia. My heart beats normally. The normal beats a minute. My heart receives and releases blood in perfection. I rebuke all heart conditions in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. Go from me now. Now act like it's done. You online, say it's done. Type it in. It's done.
It's done.
All right. I was in Sweden. And I started to preach. And I heard the Lord say to me, they cannot conceive. Well, I thought he meant spiritually. So I just dug down deeper preaching. And he said, no, they cannot conceive. And then I saw a lady that was with child. And he said, that's what I mean. And I said, okay. So I stopped the service. I said, everybody believing that's married, and believing to conceive, come to the altar. I believe there were 22 of them that came to the altar, couples. So I laid hands on them, commanded them to conceive. The next year, I went back to that same place, to the same meeting. And when I got to the pulpit, I said, does anybody remember that when I was here last year, we prayed for folks to conceive?
Yeah.
And the pastor started shouting. He said, we remember they're all right here.
Yeah.
I said, well, bring them up here. And every one of them was either with child or had already given birth.
Yeah.
Everyone. Get this, 70 times in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus was asked if he would heal someone.
70 times.
He never said no.
No, that's right.
And then your Bible says he is the same
yesterday and today and forever.
6 times in the Gospels, your Bible says, and Jesus healed them all. I think he'd just go ahead and do the same thing today. Right now, do you have faith for Jesus to heal them all? I just want to know if you believe that Andrea in Ohio can be delivered from depression. Well, I want you to take 15 seconds and declare that she's healed and every other person tormented by depression.
Thank you, God, for delivering everyone from depression in the name of Jesus.
Jamie in Colorado, please pray for a miracle. My son has special needs. Hey, Jamie in Colorado, part of this broadcast is being brought to you with the help of my son, who had special needs, who they said put in an institution and forget he was ever born. He's back there working in television this morning. I want you to bind up every special need among children. In the name of Jesus, I want to hear you break it out. What about Sheila in Florida? Please pray for my family's deliverance and salvation.
Yes.
If you know anybody that needs Jesus, I dare you at the top of your lungs to reach out and believe God. Come on. Make the devil let go of them. Make the devil take his hands off of them. Take your authority.
For the light of life breaking through the darkness in Jesus' name.
Come on. Hell fought harder than that to keep them.
Come on.
Save every one of them. Thank you, Lord God, for your salvation.
Here it is again. Melanie in California, we already prayed for this. Please pray for my brother suffering from severe delusions and paranoia. Now let me pastor you for a minute.
Go ahead.
A lot of y'all need to turn your phone off.
Oh!
Quit flicking through your feed.
Yeah.
The devil knows exactly what to put in front of you. 89% of people that go on any social media for at least 20 minutes leave it depressed.
Depressed.
Comparing.
Right.
That's all a lie, you know.
Yes.
Proverbs in the morning, Psalms at night.
Psalms at night.
2023. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Shout it. I
shall not
again.
Want. I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now shout, you believe every word of it.
Stand on your word, mighty God. Stand on your word, mighty God.
Let the weak say they're strong. Let the poor say they're rich. Let the barren rejoice. Receive it right now. I didn't speak to him. I spoke through him. Every cancer, every leukemia, every bondage, every blood disease, in the name of Jesus Christ, sugar diabetes, I rebuke you. Father, heal, deliver, save everyone.
You know, having followed the guidance of God's wonderful Holy Spirit, I could not be more thankful for the glorious gifts of healing, of deliverance, for the manifestations of miracles and signs and wonders. It's been nearly 10 years now since God Almighty lovingly, graciously reached down from heaven and healed me of vocal cord cancer. Throughout the good times, as well as the tough times, I have kept an anointed prayer cloth with me, and I want you to have yours as well. I know you're fighting. I know you're struggling. I know you're standing. This is a way you and I can touch together and agree for your mighty miracle to be manifested. There is never, now you critics hear me, there is never, nor has there ever been, a cost associated with my prayer for God's healing, restoring, delivering, encouraging power to be manifested as we agree in a prayer cloth service. Never. And you can reserve your prayer cloth from the altar of this year's Jubilee Celebration Miracle Healing and Victory Service. You can do that today. There's an important lesson in your Bible and mine to be learned from two specific individuals. One, a lady named Hannah. The other, a gentleman called Cornelius. Two very different people, but both blessed by miracles after they combined their praying and their giving. Hannah described herself as a woman of sorrow, but it didn't overtake her faith. She prayed, believed to give birth to a son. She mixed her praying and her alms, her giving. 1 Samuel 1:20 eternally records her great harvest. Here it is. And it came to pass that Hannah conceived and bore a son. My second example, Cornelius, a very, very generous man, a man of prayer, a humble leader. His story is over in the book of Acts, chapter number 10, where an angel appeared to him and announced that his prayers had been heard and his giving had created a memorial before the living God. Well, therefore, I want to ask you to follow these two examples from God's inerrant word today and allow me, along with hundreds of thousands of others, to touch and agree with you. All you need to do, call with your prayer requests, and now let's raise up a memorial before God as you include your very best seed faith gift. You know, whenever Miss Joni and I face a great, great need, we, without really even thinking about it, reflexively, we immediately sow our best seed. Remember, God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, we believe he'll do for you. Your seed will be used to help me continue to air this anointed breakthrough broadcast literally around the world. This broadcast presents the full gospel, leading multiplied millions to the saving grace of Jesus Christ, along with foundational Bible teaching that enriches and edifies every believer. Your gift will help me raise up a mighty force for righteousness in these last days before King Jesus returns. So I hope you will please prayerfully consider sowing a seed of at least $50. Here's why. We're celebrating my 50th year of gospel ministry. I know for some of you that may be a stretch of your faith, and that's a good thing. For others, it wouldn't be much at all. We should always determine to sow a seed that places a demand on our faith. We want to stretch our faith. We want to grow our faith. I want your faith to be encouraged today. Your gift might be as much as $500 or $1,000. For those especially blessed of the Lord to sow a $1,000 seed, I want to thank you, causing your name to become noteworthy, just as Cornelius' name was. It would be my great honor to place your name on a beautiful healing paver under the glorious gospel gateway being constructed at the entrance of this worldwide ministry. Oh, whenever I pass by, I'll be praying for you, for your healing, spirit, soul, and body. So please, call now. Sow your prayer cloth seed, or simply click on rodparsley.com. And then after that mightily anointed Holy Ghost service is concluded this Sunday, your anointed prayer cloth will be rushed out to you. It will become our point of contact for the tangible transfer of God's miracle power. I so look forward to your phone call, to your letter, or for you to visit rodparsley.com.
You can be made whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. It's God's plan through the tangible transfer of anointing resident in a prayer cloth. Reserve your prayer cloth from the Jubilee Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service coming Sunday, November 24th. It's easy and quick. Simply call, click on rodparsley.com, or rush your letter in the mail. Please pray about sowing a seed of faith towards the miracle you need. Show the Lord you believe his promise. For every gift of $100 or more, we'll sow ministry back into your life by sending you this beautiful Be Made Whole healing box. Inside, you'll be blessed by more than 30 scripture cards. Anoint yourself and your home with a vial of anointing oil and a gorgeous wooden pen direct from the Holy Land. Plus, you'll be blessed by the new 50-Year Legacy of Healing message set. Step through the decades of Rod Parsley's healing ministry, supernatural moves of the Holy Spirit that produce significant miracles through the tangible anointing. All that and more for a prayer cloth seed of $100 or more. For those who are called to sow $1,000, we'll permanently inscribe your name on a healing paver stone at the Gateway of Hope. As tens of thousands pass by, they'll see your name and believe for your healing, spirit, soul, and body. Plus, it will be an everlasting testimony and legacy of your faith. Call before November 24th. We'll reserve a free prayer cloth from the altar for you. Saturated in the anointing from this powerful season of prayer. Every gift will help continue edifying believers and continue a 50-year legacy of full gospel preaching. Jesus wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body.
My wonderful breakthrough friend and partner, Shirley, received an anointed prayer cloth just like this from our prayer altar. Her prayer request was for her husband, her son, her daughter-in-law to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. She actually cut pieces from her prayer cloth. She put one of those pieces under her husband's side of the mattress. She placed another in her daughter-in-law's diaper bag and one in her son's wallet. Well, today, because of a praying mother's expression of faith, because of the tangible agreement of that prayer cloth. You know, there's nothing special about the cloth, but it's a point of contact, of agreement for the release of our faith together. Today, her husband, her son, and her daughter-in-law have all accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, and they're serving the Lord Jesus. The anointing continued to work a few months later. Shirley's husband received a bad report from the doctor, a large cyst on his pancreas. So she put that prayer cloth under his hospital bed. Only a few days later, his doctors released him. Shirley says he's completely healed and cancer free. Now don't forget that you can reserve your prayer cloth, so don't put it off. The 2024 Jubilee Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service is this Sunday, so you need to call right now or simply click on that website, rodparsley.com, and I'll make sure that your prayer cloth from our altar this Sunday will be covered by 50 hours of intercession in the atmosphere of expectancy for your miracle, and then I'll send it right out to you. Thank you for joining me today. My faith is stirred. I hope yours is too. The devil is defeated, and your victory is on the way. I'll see you next time.